Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. There's our dear friends, Red, Rachel, and BB Shea. Hello, everyone.
Hey.
What's up?
BB Shea's congratulated me.
Yeah, man, dude. Way to be. Good for you, man. I'm so happy for you.
You hear that?
Here we go.
It's all over now. Go ahead and start celebrating. It's over.
Here's the dance.
It's a done deal.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't celebrate no matter what. And I know you're talking about the Red Sox beating the Yankees last night. He said, congratulations. I said, for what? We're not doing a thing yet. You don't celebrate till you win two. And there's no way in the world the Red Sox can win this game.
Oh, no.
It's time for their annual Brer Rabbit competition, which one of you two can outfox the other.
They're moving on to Toronto. It's a done deal. You got the win last night. You got the momentum.
Tremendous game last night. Tremendous game.
I guess.
I saw Marlins man made it.
Was he at the Red
that
Sox?
Jack leg was
right behind
home plate.
He chose I think that's the marquee matchup, Red Sox and Yankees, mm-hmm. that most people are watching. But I enjoyed a lot of those games yesterday.
No, the Detroit-Cleveland game was fantastic.
Great game. The Cubs-Padres game.
It was good, yeah.
You know what? One thing about the Cubs-Padres, I watched some of that too, and I don't know if this is the Nike uniforms, because they got a lot of heat when Major League Baseball switched to Nike uniforms.
They said they're uncomfortable, didn't they, at first?
They said they're very uncomfortable. Yeah. I think they have made adjustments, because this is season two, correct? With the Nike.
Yeah.
But the Padres looked miserable. They had sweated through all of their jersey. It was 75 degrees in Chicago. I mean, it's warm, but it's not hot.
Really the perfect day for baseball, really.
Yeah.
But they looked miserable.
That's one of the complaints, is that the uniforms held heat.
Is that right?
They looked terrible.
They still do, and they're all sweaty, and you can tell that they've done some stuff.
Yeah.
Listen, BB Shea, let's do the compare and contrast for BB Shea.
Sure.
Okay. This is painful for you. I apologize, but I think you'll find it worth it.
As a broadcaster, you need to hear it.
You have to hear it. At the end of the game now, the Yankees-Red Sox game was tight all the way. Red Sox leading 3-1. Nobody out. Bases loaded. Bottom of the ninth. Yankees load the bases, and the closer for the Red Sox works out of the jam. So we're comparing and contrasting. First, the ESPN call of the final out. Pretty standard. See what you think of this one.
He got him, and the Red Sox rally from behind and take game one of this wild card 3-1.
Okay, now you've heard that before. That's a good
standard.
Good call.
Yeah. Enthusiasm, unbiased, wonderful.
Professional.
Good call. Yes, professional.
Now here is we call him the chunky streamer. Now what he does is let people watch him while he watches the game. And going into this, I didn't know if he's a Red Sox or a Yankees fan, but I think he's a Red Sox fan. See if you can tell who he's cheering for and what you think about his call. Same play, strikeout to end the game.
2-2 pitch from Chapman. Swung on and missed! He strikes him out! He gets out of it! And the Sox win game one! They win game one! The Yankees choke it! Chapman escapes! They win it 3-1. Suck my eat shit. Let's go. Let's go.
I don't know. Unbiased?
I don't know.
You want to inject
that
into your brain?
Is this guy? Yeah. Could this guy be on ESPN one day? Maybe.
Possibly.
The chunky streamer who says S my F and D. This is eat S. Let's go. Now, when we played that earlier, Chris Dim and Biggie suggested that you and I stream our own.
I think you should be in the same room.
The same room
and
today.
And stream yourself watching the game.
For game two, so we can tell each other, you suck my D. No, you suck
no,
my
you eat S.
No, you eat S. No, you eat S.
My understanding, too, is Carl Ravitch went to ESPN and said, can I say S? No, Carl, you can't. Well, then I want you to know my call is going to be pretty boring.
What a call. Remember when the Cubs won the World Series and Schwarber, on the last game, game seven, he got a single to lead off the game. This was Kyle Schwarber at that time of the Cubs, and he was standing on first base, and he turned to the Cubs dugout and pointed to his crotch and said, S my D, S my D, to his teammates. Sports, you know, that's how it is.
It's October. It's different.
It's October. Yeah. That's right. Good luck to you tonight, my friend.
You don't even need any luck. It's all
luck,
on you,
everyone.
Man.
Oh, good luck.
It's for you.
All we want is a good spirited contest with no injuries. That's right. All we're looking for. Let's see how it works out. We'll meet back in here tomorrow, my dear friend.
Whoever's team loses, I can hear, well, that's going to sound like now. He can ass.
You may be right about that. Donnie's on the line to play this game now, the Big Money Celebrity Match game. Donnie, you're the first one through here, so you can have A, B, C, or D. Which would you like?
Let's do A.
A it is. Okay, listen closely. Everybody writes down what you think will best fill in the blank to this match game puzzle, and you think about an answer here, Donnie. Here we go. Rhonda's blind date was a magician. It's a little weird, though. At the end of the night, he made her blank disappear. Think about that, and everybody write down your answer. Rhonda's blind date was a magician. Little strange, though. At the end of the night, he made her blank disappear. Have you done a lot of blind dating, Red Rachel?
I actually kind of.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I've never been a dating app person. I've never been on a dating app. So, and everybody always wanted to set me up all the time.
Yeah? And did it work? Is that how you met your boyfriend?
No, we used to work together.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Did you find most blind dates went well and you were happy at the end of them, or it didn't work?
I only remember one going well.
Really?
Usually they're awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do get a second date out of it, the second date's better, but the first date is always awkward.
My wife and I met on a blind date. We went to a minor league baseball game, and we bonded over true crime, specifically the O.J. Simpson murders.
Okay. One of the bloodiest murders of the century.
That's so romantic.
Isn't it?
Yes.
You know, every couple has a meet cute.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you guys both like it, because my boyfriend does not like true crime. He will not watch it with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I pretend I don't, but as soon as it starts, I'm always in. I'm like, all right.
He likes the fake horror. He likes horror movies. I want it to be real. I don't want it to be fake.
It's just like, that's like me and my wife. You know, I love a horror movie, but I will watch a true crime with her. I mean, when it's on, I just can't help. Even the yogurt shop murders. Okay, everybody in here. Rhonda's blind date was a magician. Little weird, though. At the end of the night, he made her blank disappear. Donnie, what do you say?
Let's go with her wallet.
Her wallet disappeared. That's a pretty good answer here. Big E, what say you?
I kind of think this works. I said ATM pin code. Is that too specific?
I don't know. What do you think, Red Rachel? You've done some blind dating.
I've never used an ATM pin code, though, so I don't know.
Oh, man, I'm going to say no to that.
All right.
Boy, it's so close, though. I hate to do that to Donnie.
You're only hurting Donnie.
Okay. What do you say, Chris Dim?
Clothing.
Clothing disappeared. Red Rachel.
I also said clothes.
Clothes. And BB Shea.
I need judging on this. I said purse.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's okay. That's it. Closer. Yep.
Okay. That's a good match for BB Shea. And we have one for Donnie. Josh is next. And Josh, you can have B, C, or D. One ties it up for you. Two gives you the lead. Josh, which would you like?
Let's go with B.
B it is. Okay, listen closely here. Everybody, again, writes down their answer when you know the best one to this to fill in the blank, and you just think about it. The new superhero isn't very super, I'm afraid. His only power is the ability to find lost blank. Think about it. Write down your answer. The new superhero isn't very super. His only power is the ability to find lost blank. You need one to tie and two to take the lead. The new superhero isn't very super. His only power is the ability to find lost blank. Did you show you a big superhero movie person?
You know, the first, like, edition of the Marvel movies I was really into, now I don't care about anything.
No?
No.
Well, you're fitting right in.
Trust me, that'll become a broader statement as you age.
Yeah. Right, I was in, you know, midnight premieres, this, that, and the other.
Really?
Now it's like, whatever, dude.
I know.
Give it 10 years and you'll just start saying, I don't care. And they'll say about what? Anything.
Sadly, he's right.
Look and learn, BB Shea.
He is. He's
look
living
and learn.
That's right. The new superhero isn't very super. His only power is the ability to find lost blank. Josh, what do you say?
Keys?
That's a great answer. That's what I was thinking. Keys. Biggie.
Keys.
Hey. That's one. Chris Dim.
Keys.
Two. Red Rachel.
I said cats.
Cats. Feral cats.
Feral cats.
They're not that hard to find. I see a lot of those, unfortunately.
That's what I'm saying. He's not super.
You're right. And BB Shea.
Dogs.
Dogs. Pets and keys went there. Okay, keys is a good answer. And so two, it gives you the lead. Donnie, sorry, we have to say goodbye to you, but hello to our good friend Randy Robert, who's on the line to play. Hello, Randy Robert. How you doing?
Hey, what's shaking, guys? I think the Padres should have consulted George Costanza about those uniforms.
You're totally right. That's a great point. That's right. And not to get too into baseball, but B.B. Shea was saying, why the Yankees took out their starter, Freed, is beyond me. I mean, I'd leave those guys
never,
in.
Never makes sense to me.
I know.
Pissed me off.
It's the playoffs. Exactly. What are you saving him for? This is it. You know, this is it. Okay, Randy Robert, you can have C or D. Which would you like?
D for dumb ice.
D for dumb ice. Here we go. Listen closely. Write down your answer. Everybody else, Randy Robert, you think of yours. This new TV reality show is so boring. It's called Keeping Up with the Blank. Think about it. Write down your answer. This new TV reality show is so boring. It's called Keeping Up with the Blank. Well, are you a big reality TV show, Rachel?
I like fan. Shows like Dr. Pimple Popper and stuff like doctor shows, but I don't like the other.
Oh, no. That Dr. Pimple Popper is very popular.
I can't even watch that.
What? Okay.
I can't even go to the channel.
I am a, like, if somebody has a pimple, I will ask them if I can pop it.
No.
Yes.
Really?
They usually say no.
Yeah. Usually?
Yes. Not always.
We're Nicole's.
Okay, I have to at least know their name. I won't ask a stranger.
Are you above the neck only pimples or like on the back?
Ooh, those are the good ones.
The back ones. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're into that.
Yes. Then.
Yeah. Okay. They watch a show called Below Deck, which just premiered, Biggie Saw.
Monday night, new season.
That apparently is very, very good. Reality show. Yeah. I haven't seen
beautiful drunk people in beautiful settings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like it's for me.
No. You're more of a pimple person.
Yes.
That new reality TV show is so boring. It's called Keeping Up with the Blank. Randy Robert, fill in that blank. You need two to tie and three to take the lead. What do you say?
Well, just because it rhymes, how about Keeping Up with the Snoring?
Keeping Up with the Snoring. The Snoring.
It does rhyme.
Okay. Boring and snoring. That's what it is. I was trying to think. What is it? Okay. Biggie.
I said elderly.
The elderly. Chris Dim.
The Bigs.
The Biggie. Biggie.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Somebody sitting here. Red Rachel.
Don't be mad at me.
You
the
did.
Kellys.
Oh, my Ooh. God. This is so upsetting.
You know tonight, he's sitting under the Afghan.
Will he or won't he have a Diet Coke?
Did you see this picture of me and my dog? It's absolutely adorable. That's what I do every single night.
That's so cute.
Is that adorable or what, B.B. Shea?
Nope.
You're not a dog person.
I don't mind dogs.
What do you say, B.B. Shea?
I said the Kellys, too.
The Kellys, yeah. too. I figured as much. Sorry, Randy Robert. That could have tied it up if you had said the Kellys. Justin is next, and the last chance to defeat Josh. A two ties it, a three wins it. Hello, Justin. How you doing?
Doing fine. Hope you are doing well.
Great. There's one match game puzzle left. Here it is. At the wedding, the groom was so nervous. Instead of kissing the bride, he kissed the blank. Okay, if you can match two, we go to overtime. If you match three, you win. Anything less than two, and Josh is the winner from earlier. At the wedding, the groom was so nervous, instead of kissing the bride, he kissed the blank. Last night, for part of that game, especially after the Yankees took the lead, I was too nervous to watch. I told my wife, we can watch entertainment tonight. So I went over to it. I just couldn't bring myself, you know?
They took the lead too early.
They took the lead too early?
Took the lead too early, and you're right. I knew that they were going to score at some point.
I felt like the Red Sox would get a run. I thought the Yankees needed to add to their lead. But I didn't even know. And then I watched it through. You know, I would close my eyes and watch through my fingers and stuff. I do that. I do that. Sometimes I'd only watch the Red Sox bad and not the Yankees. It's just my thing. Okay, back over to Justin. For the game now, needs two to tie and three to win. At the wedding, the groom was so nervous. Instead of kissing the bride, he kissed the blank. Justin, what do you say?
He kissed the preacher.
The preacher is a great answer. Biggie.
Oh, I said the maid of honor.
Chris Dim.
The priest.
We have one. Red Rachel.
Mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law. Mm. For a tie, B.B. Shea.
Priest.
We're going to overtime, second day in a row. We'll do it fast, and Josh is going to go first. This is a lightning round. Here we go. Blank job. Blank Blank job. Blank job. Blank job. Okay. Is there ready in here? Josh. Blank job.
I'm going to go there. Hand.
Hand job. Biggie.
Shove this.
Shove this. Chris Dim.
Kinkier. Foot.
Foot. Red Rachel.
Hand.
Hand.
Oh.
And BB Shay.
Good.
Good. Look at you keeping it above board. I love that.
I didn't know good was spelled that way.
Good job. Justin for the win. Blank school. Blank school. S-C-H-O-O-L. Blank school.
This one isn't as funny.
No, no. Blew that one too early. Blank school. Blank school. All right, everybody's in. For the win now, one ties it, two wins it. Justin, blank school.
High school.
High school, Biggie.
High.
We need one more high.
High.
We got it. There it is. Red Rachel?
Hi.
High. And BB Shay.
Hi.
Look at that. All the way around.
A sweep.
Justin's a winner. Nicely done. You've got a digital download.
At least one person in the room knows how to do it.
Ask one
ask
of the
youngest.
Ask Red Rachel how to do it.
I was worried that Randy Robert was going to win. It was going to take me 15 minutes to explain that to him.
How to download the movie.
Oh, what?
We'll see you all tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, BB Shay, good luck tonight.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need it, though.
I just hope you all have fun.